if he asked her to marry him and she doesn't want to, you'd say that she did what to him?
Turn him down. Nine times the other way.
From the right.
Yeah.
Well, that's another. Yeah, I'm just going
to move. Okay, but if she didn't turn him down, you might say they went ahead and got
married.
And what about at a wedding, the man who stands up with the
He's the best man.
And the woman who stands up
with the As the matron of honor.
Matron of honor. Have you ever heard of anything, any kind of celebration after a wedding where...
Yeah, they have the reception and... Yeah, that's about it. In our people now, there's a lot of things in different people, you know, they have different things.
Well, have you ever heard of anything like people just going over to the couple's house after the wedding and just making a lot of noise and racket? And
yeah, that's a, like that? That's a housewarming, something like that, you know, a lot of people going. Well, I don't know what you call it.
Have you ever heard that called a serenade or something like that?
Yeah, they do that. Serenade.
Is that
a couple?
Kind of an old-fashioned thing?
Yeah, that's an old-fashioned thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about, let's say, if some people got in trouble at a party, making a lot of noise, and somebody called the police, and the police came over, and the police didn't just arrest one of them, they arrested the...
Whole gang.
Okay. And talking about being at a party, sometimes the couples like to get out on the floor and
dance.
Dance around. Do you know any different types of dances?
Well, yeah, they do a lot of different types. They have square dancing and they have the jitterbug and I'm getting pretty older to think about a lot of those dancing. He used to do the Charleston when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about if children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you say that at 3 o'clock school does what?
Lets out.
And if after vacation, you'd say, well, when does school?
Start again.
Start again.
That's right.
Or let's say if a boy was going from home to school, but he didn't show up at school, you say
he played hooky.
Played hooky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's the after kindergarten, you go into the
first grade.
The first grade.
Mm-hmm.
At school, what do you call those things that everybody sits behind? Everybody has his own
desk.
Desk. And there's a room full of them. You got a lot of.
A lot of desks.
Uh-huh. And some buildings around town. Here in town, if you want to check out a book, you go to
the library.
Uh-huh. And if you want to mail something, you go to the
post office.
Uh-huh. What about if you wanted to see a play or a movie, you go to the
picture show. Theater. I always said, let's go to the picture show.
Yeah. And let's say if you were sick and you had to go to the hospital, the woman who takes care of you,
she's the nurse.
And if you wanted to catch a train, you'd go down to
the railroad station.
And if you wanted to catch a bus,
you'd go down to the bus station.
Bus station. Okay.
Thunderstorms and rain this afternoon. We do have a lot of electricity.
Yeah, I imagine so. Okay. Let's see.
Is that too much light behind you?
No, I'm fine. What about in some towns, you know, they have a place in the center of the town around the courthouse? Something like that. What do you call that place?